of all, it is amazingly vibrant, and I think the first thing people will notice is just the colors. As they look at the design, though, there's just an amazing amount of content about all the different ways that kids can thrive. And some of the biggest centerpieces are really the faces of the children and the faces of the adults in the community who support them.
Who did the artwork on this mural?
We partnered with Artworks, and the two lead artists are Althea and Adrian Thompson. And they worked with 14 artists apprentice, which were children and young adults ages 14 to 21.
Wow, so kids actually did the artwork.
Yes. Led by some absolutely fabulous artists, the Thompson sisters. They happen to be twins, and one of them worked on the original mural that was painted about 30 years ago.
This is a really good example of how important it is for children to have a positive adult role model, and you're hoping that this will help inspire some volunteers.
Absolutely. It's right across from our building, and what we realized is that we needed a visual representation of how the community's involvement can fundamentally change children's lives. And we're lucky enough here at ProKids to see that happen every day. Our volunteers, known as court-appointed special advocates, speak up for kids who are abused and neglected.
Tell me a little bit about the ribbon-cutting ceremony. What will you have going on this afternoon?
Well, first of all, representatives will be here from Artworks, Cincinnati Public Schools, who the wall is actually on the property of Cincinnati Public Schools. And then we will have cotton candy, cookies, popcorn, and the apprentice artists here, those young people who helped paint it, to actually cut the ribbon and dedicate this mural back to the community.
You can find out how to get more information about ProKids or becoming a CASA volunteer on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Tracy Cook, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.